T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Great team to come to Oracle and beating the Warriors this year. Denver's 18-3. They've handled just about everybody who walks into that building. And so to put that kind of performance on, it was basically, you know, a championship team telling a team on the rise, hey, you still have to come through us. Okay, now it might be just one game, but I think, you know, if you're Denver, you're walking away thinking, hey, you know, we didn't play really bad in that game. We played okay, and we still couldn't get close to them. So, to me, it was kind of a little bit of a message game. I don't think anybody's going to say, well, we were trying to make a statement. But I think it was that little championship pride, I think, showed. And let's face it, they were just red hot. I mean, they got any kind of shot they wanted, and everything went down. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, Tim, it was unfair from my vantage point. I was like, the league should be on notice. But I want to ask you a question. You're right there front and center. You know, they're back-to-back champs. They may not be up every night. Do you see something different during this five-game winning streak? I was telling Steiny, for some reason, I feel like it has to do with Houston coming in here and getting that win on national TV. Do you think there's anything to that?
Well, yeah, that, and I just think they're finally getting, you know, everybody on the same page and healthy again. They're finally getting back some rhythm. That, you know, maybe you're right. Maybe, you know, that could be it. Maybe the Houston game was maybe the tipping point, and they said, okay, let's go. Let's get to work and start to focus. But the vibe right now is as good as it's been all year, you know, with maybe the exception of the first 10 games of the season. But I think it's even better because it is in the middle of the season, because this should be the dog days, you know, of the season. And yet they're starting to play some good basketball. They've got the Cousins thing looming, which I think will be really good for them, giving something to focus on, and a new task put in front of them that where they can get better while still learning how to play with DeMarcus. So yeah, I think the vibe is really good right now.
Tim, how do you think, or how many minutes do you think Cousins will play, let's say, the first few games?
You know, that's a good question. I would think, I don't know, what do you think, around 20, 25 maybe?
Yeah, I was thinking about 20 maybe.
Yeah, give him that and see how he does. And I think they're, you know, if you look at that game, if it is the Clipper game, if that's the one where he's going to start at, then it's a real good stretch for him to start, because you have a game, then you have 2 days, then you have a game, and then you have 2 days, and then another game. So it's a real good stretch if you're just trying to get back into your, you know, into your NBA skin, if you will. And so I think the schedule was set up perfectly for this kind of a trial.
Hey, Tim, before we let you go, me and my partner last evening were doing Warriors Live, and I got so excited as the show was coming to its conclusion. I said, I got a big prediction, Steiny. I said the big three, KD, Steph, and Clay, were going to go for 99 points. Tim, they got 89, but I'm feeling good, but Steiny won't give me any. Would you give me the benefit of the doubt? Can I celebrate just a little bit? I was 10
just a
off.
A little bit. That's a pretty good prognostication there, that, especially, you know, coming into Denver, and Denver was playing really well. But can I give you a little aside? I don't know if you guys saw
it. I'm all ears.
Okay. So I go downstairs. I'm still, you know, I'm new school and trying to up the speed in a lot of ways. I'm on social media. You know, I use, you know, digital editing and we use a lot of sound on broadcast, which we always have, but it's no longer off a cassette. It's off of the computer. But I still like to have a newspaper. You know, I still like to read a newspaper. It's an old, you know, for my whole life, I've always had a newspaper. So I pick up the Denver Post at the hotel yesterday. And I'm thinking, okay, there's got to be a good article on this game. Well, you know, maybe I can glean something that I don't know about the Nuggets from the writer. And I open it up, and above the fold of the Denver Post is this home run hire. And you have the two best teams in the Western Conference, you know, going head-to-head. It's a battle for first place. Denver hasn't been in first place in the West at this point of the season since 1977, okay? And their big story above the fold and dominating the whole sports page is that the Broncos hired an offensive line coach.
Oh. You got to talk to that editor, Tim.
But that just shows you that that's a Broncos town.
Wow.
That the Broncos could hire a position coach, and that would trump, you know, a matchup of the two best teams in the Western Conference of the National Basketball Association, which is red hot right now, and you know, stories everywhere, and just it's just crazy. Just crazy.
Tim, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. We'll see you out at Oracle tonight.
Yeah, it should be fun. You know, we didn't get a chance to talk about that. There are still some tickets available at Warriors.com. Anthony Davis in town, and you know what a beast he is.
Yes. Yes, sir. And they were sitting here while probably watching that game. Thanks, Tim.
Appreciate it.
That's Tim Roy, voice of the Golden State Warriors.
Phone line still jammed.
Let's go to Mike in Oakland. What's up, Mike?
Hey, you guys. Nice talking with you today.
Sure.
I truly believe that if the Warriors keep the same formula, that it's a formula, man. The formula is play everybody, pass the ball, have fun. Because when everybody's playing, everybody's contributing. And when everybody's contributing, you don't mind sitting on the sideline rooting for your other guy. I think that's the most important formula for the Warriors. Have fun, pass the ball, and what else did I say?
sounded good, baby.
I lost my train of thought. But that's the reason the Warriors, if they continue to do that, they will win 4 out of 5 games. Mark my words. Thank you.
Appreciate the call.
How do you gauge having fun? I don't know. Well, when the ball goes in.
You're making
in,
30 like, footers right, left like, and right. That's going to make you pretty happy.
Them royal blue uniforms looked pretty last night in Denver.
I didn't notice. What?
See, that kills me. The traditional blue they had on. Normally they're in the, you know, they could have been in white. They had the blue on and admit, you know, the blue that they won the finals in Cleveland.
I didn't notice anything different about the Warrior uniforms last night.
You're colorblind.
I mean, they wear blue.
No, but you know,
white
they've been
or gold, right?
Yeah, or.
That, or what? That green?
Yeah, no, the, what's that, the black?
Mauve? Plum?
Some of the new colors, bro. Yeah, look at help us.
Oh, you don't have it up. Let's go to Anna to find out what's going on the game.
Now, back to Warriors Wednesday on 95.7 The Game. Brought to you by Friedman's Appliance, a trusted name in the Bay Area since 1922. And Great Clips, proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Here's Steinmetz and Guru.
All right, let's keep it going. Warriors coming off a 142-111 win over the Denver Nuggets last night. 51 points in the first quarter. 21 for 39 from three-point range. They'd shot 60% overall. They play the Pelicans tonight. Then DeMarcus Cousins comes back Friday. What can he give this team? What do you give the team that has everything? What? What could he possibly give them? I know he can give them something, but...
Just menace. Oh, dog. Now you got two dogs, Donnie. A big dog and a junkyard dog.
510, you didn't notice those unis, Steiny. Those unis are sweet. What did they have on the front?
It's the traditional Warrior ones.
But it just says Warriors?
Yeah, well, go to, you know, the blue ones. And they had a nice yellow.
The ones with the cable car? The ones with the cable car or the ones like that Sprewell wore?
Oh, no. The traditional.
That is traditional.
Yeah. Well.
As far as I'm concerned.
So you would like to just see
City
on them.
You know what? Get that uniform. Get what they wore up on the up on your phone.
Hey, before I forget, just real quick, before you go to phone lines. And I mean this. I went and got a haircut at D&R Barbershop, Union City. Shout out to Marky D. He put hands on me. And they love you in there. And they told me to tell Steiny hello. Like six all ethnic backgrounds. They love Steiny.
Really?
Not one said anything like, you know, usually they'd be like, oh, you need to do something to him. You know.
Cause like what?
A couple, like two-piece. No, but they, you know what I mean? They just said, what's up? D&R Barbershop.
You know what? I need a haircut.
No, you look good.
No.
You got the Robert Redford.
No, I need a haircut. They cut white guys' hair?
all everybody.
Did they really?
Oh, dude, they man, DNR.
How far is Union City from here? It's like a couple hours, right?
Do you write this stuff down? About 20 miles, man.
Of course not.
You need to come to Pepper Tree, Chaplains. Well, you did go. I wasn't there.
Let's go to Milkman in San Leandro. What's up, Milkman?
He's delivering the milk.
Milk. Let's go to Philip in Petaluma. Hey, Philip.
Hey, Steiny. Hey, girl. I have a question for you, girl.
Hey.
Ask me, how good was that game last night?
On a 1 through a 10, it was a 12.
No, I'm seriously, him. Ask him.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're supposed to ask me.
I'm sorry. I'm getting older. How good was the game last night?
I'll tell you how good it was. It was so good. I got it recorded on my DVR, and I'm not a racist.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And you're talking about these guys like they're basketball players. They're all aliens. Stephen Curry is an alien, man. He's shooting from outer space, and KD is right there with him. They're from the same planet. And Steiny, I just need to follow up with you. Did you text Bob Wells to have in 2 weeks Heat Waves Boogie Nights play?
Oh,
introduce Boogie.
Yeah, I did. I'm still waiting to hear from him. Thanks a lot. You know what, Philip? Thanks for reminding me. I'll send a follow up text.
And Philip can go to his DVR and specifically put "don't delete," because sometimes the DVR have a mind of its own and delete your stuff, almost cause a divorce.
Why? What got deleted?
Just my wife's soap.
Game of Thrones. You watch Game of Thrones?
No. I'm what? How could you? And I forgot to. True Detective season 3 is out. It's the best thing going, man.
So season 1 was with McConaughey.
Oh yeah. Season 2. Two no
Nobody
names.
Liked season 2.
I had a thing for the young lady in it.
I didn't think. Yeah. I don't think I watched
it. Yeah, but it was awesome. And season 3, Michelle, I can't pronounce his name.
Pfeiffer. No. Michelle Pfeiffer? What?
No, that's not the name I'm looking for.
You said Michelle.
Yeah, young black actor. Middle-aged, but he's pretty good. His name is Michelle Ali.
Okay.
Yeah.
City Boy, San Francisco. How you doing, City Boy?
I'm good, guys. Man, that game was amazing last night. Fun to watch.
Yes, it was.
And I just wanted to chime in. You know, I think that one of the best things about this Warriors run is sort of observing history, right? Like growing up as a Niner fan for me, and then being able to look back and say which was the best team, which was my favorite team. For me, it was the 84 team. The 89 team gets a lot of love. And I just want to point out that, you know, I really think that this Warriors team might be the greatest iteration of the Warriors we've ever seen. You know, when they started 10-1, you heard a lot of that, people thinking, and then you had the injury to Steph and the injury to Dre and the blow up with KD. And then, Matt, you were on the regression and they're on the downside. You know, these players are on the downside and we've seen their best. And I just want to say I firmly believe we have not seen their best. And, you know, what makes a champion to me, you know, I'm 45 and looking back on my life and all the great teams I've seen, whether it's the Bulls or the Niners, you know, they have there's something they have in common. And, you know, talent is one, right? But focus and resolve are the other things that I think make a champion. And that's why guys like LeBron, whose focus and resolve waver at times, and James Harden or Westbrook, these guys, their focus and resolve can waver. This team, this Warriors team, this group has all of those components. I think we might see a 16-0 run in the playoffs. And I think that, you know, the other thing that you see with great players, whether it was Ricky Henderson getting the all-time run scored record or Jerry Rice getting 200 touchdowns and 20,000 yards, you know, great players can smell the finish line. I think this team, when they get into the playoffs and they start thinking about the first team since the 60s to win 4 out of 5, you're going to see them smell the finish line, and we might see something we've never seen before, which is 16-0 in the playoffs. And so, yeah, I just wanted to leave you with that. That's my thoughts, man. I love your show always. I listen every day in the car, and have a good one.
Thanks, City Boy. Appreciate it.
Wow. A lot of love. Yeah. My best team thus far, 14-15. Nothing like the first time when they had that bench.
Oh, you mean the
bench
Warriors'
mob.
Best team?
Yeah, when they had Barbosa, Spates. He said because he thinks this is the best edition of the Warriors. We haven't even seen Cousins yet.
Oh, he didn't say he thought this was one of the best teams ever, or could be the best team ever?
Well,
I mean, it's not crazy. It's not outside the...
Nothing is crazy.
It's not outside the realm of possibility. Yeah, season two. Yeah, that's the one I didn't see.
Oh, it's good. Got a young lady in there. They had a... Yeah, they kind of liked
McAdams.
Each other. Oh, look at you.
Well, I'm looking at the text. Oh.
Yeah.
Guru, so the guys, Vince Vaughn, Colin Farrell, and Rachel McAdams. And
yeah. I'm thinking you knew that.
Let's go to Rich in Los Altos. Say, Rich.
Hey, guys. Thanks for letting me on.
Sure.
What I got is this is the greatest accumulation of pure talent. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, and they're at their prime. I mean, in my crazy life, I remember the Lakers around 2000 had Peyton and those Malone and those guys, but they're past their prime.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and you're throwing DeMarcus Cousins in this. So I think what that last dude just said or whatever is they're going to go on a run now. I mean, they basically, I think, kind of been saving it for the playoffs. You know, they don't want to get Steph was hurt. They don't want to get him hurt again. So even on cruise mode, they're him and Durant are MVP-level guys. But now at this point, you know, you're not going to hear any more nonsense from Draymond or this and that. And you know, even without DeMarcus coming, you know, they'd still be ridiculous. But I agree. I think I'll be surprised if they lose a game from here on out. I mean, I know they will. They'll lose one or two. But in the playoffs, you know, it's going to be ridiculous.
Wait, you mean they're only going to lose one or two the rest of the year?
No, no. I mean, one or two they will, just for the sake.
In the playoffs.
Like I said, there's no reason to expel energy.
Gotcha.
But, you know, anyway, that's all I got. Thanks, Rich.
Yeah, appreciate it. Gotcha. I didn't know what he said at first.
I just can't wait for the follow-up tonight.
They got to what?
They're so hot, I think it's going to continue. I'll save my prediction for later.
You know what? I was also thinking about this. How tough is it to call 90 points for those three? I mean, one guy averages 30. The other guy's averaged 29. The other guy's averaged 25. I mean, 90 doesn't...
But I felt something. It's about the feeling
right,
I had.
You felt they were going to get their average.
Look at you.
Jeez. Matt in San Francisco. What's up, Matt?
Hey, how you guys doing? I ain't called for me. I just want to say, man, the Warriors are clicking on all cylinders. You got your superstar, Steph Curry. You got Kevin Durant. You know, he get his quiet 20, 30, whatever it is. And then you got the other guys chipping in. But when the Marcus Cousins come back, man, you got three superstars and five all-stars, man. It's going to be great.
Wow.
It's going to be one of the best teams ever. That's all I got to say. It's just, now it's all about how we're going to keep all of them.
There you go.
Yeah, I got to tell you something.
Well, they're not going to be able to keep all.
Because it's all positivity today. How many of the five, how long can we say the five all-stars? I'm eager to see the announcement of this year's all-stars because if Clay doesn't make it, we can't say, oh, it's got five. We could say five former all-stars, but it'd only be two current ones with KD and Steph.
Well, it's a good question, but
Clay's got to make it. He's been hot.
Got to play a full season, huh? Let's go to Charlie. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
All right. Doing well.
Hey, I just wanted to I called your show on Saturday, Matt. I'll reiterate. I think what Boogie will bring to this team is some meanness, some toughness, and some girth. The team is a lot of skinny guys on this team. So some muscle is what he'll bring. And on a side note, what I'm looking forward to seeing is what the presence of Boogie will do for Draymond.
Yeah.
It will free him up. He won't have to go up against these monsters in the paint. So I would like to see if his game will elevate because he's struggled the first half of the season.
He's been getting better, though.
So, yeah, oh, absolutely. No, he's definitely – he even hit a three last night, so – that's a side thing. I'd like to see how his Boogie's presence will affect Draymond's green.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Charlie. Right. Appreciate it.
Girth.
I wonder if Draymond's going to take fewer shots. Not that he takes a lot of them.
Well, he only took five last night.
How many threes did he take? Two. I mean, Cousins.
He was a plus 41. See, that's why I love the plus minus. But then it's not really a gauge, like.
Yes, it is.
Is it fair that a guy that only scored 4 points has the biggest plus minus in a positive way? And Steph Curry and Kevin Durant, plus 25,
Well, just treat the statistic for what it is.
Oh, give it to me.
It's what the score of the game was while you were on the floor. That's all it means. So when you stepped on the when Draymond was on the court, forget just Draymond, for those 31 minutes, the Warriors outscored Denver by 41.
So if you're a coach, could you ever, like, I'm your player, and you're like, Johnson, you know what, you're doing okay, but my plus minus, for whatever reason, when I'm on the court, is plus 15 or 20. Do players get playing time just based on that? But the eye test, I'm not doing anything special.
Well, the other thing is, let's just say hypothetically, let's say the Warriors have their starting five in, just hypothetically. Right. Game starts and they get down 15 to 10.
Gotcha.
Okay? But Curry has all 10 of the Warriors' points. He hit three threes and he got fouled on one with a 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay.
All right.
So Curry's got 4. He's got 10. So it scores 15-10. Well, guess what? Steph's a minus 5.
All right. But he's still balling.
And
I
so
hear
is
you.
But so is Draymond.
Right. Who
but you could say,
score?
Well, what a butch. And the real thing is, well, without Curry, they might be minus 15. So the fact that Curry kept it at a minus 5 in that situation kind of isn't even fair to Curry, yeah, because he was he was good himself.
And Dre had 13 assists, too, but it wasn't hard to get him last night. Everybody
what they
was
have
making
as a team,
everything.
38 assists, only 10 turnovers.
53% from 3. Denver shot 41% from 3.
Denver didn't.
They only had 8
badly
turnovers
offensively.
Right.
510 says Boogie will open the floor up in spacing. Teams will have to play more straight up. That I kind of believe. I said the only way I've always thought this, the only way you can beat the Warriors since they've gotten Durant is
cancel the game.
Play man to man. I mean, you can't double team anything.
Is that what you would do?
Yes. I wouldn't double anybody anytime.
I'm trying to think how the Rockets played them.
I mean, they could try to get the ball out of Curry's hands sometimes.
But they definitely were trying to get it out of your boy's hands, the big fella last night. Somebody else would come run at him. Jokic.
Man, nobody played a lot of minutes last night on either team, really. Wow. Oh, by the way.
What you got?
You know who was good last night?
McKinney.
No.
It was plus 12.
No, go up and down. For the Nuggets. My guy was very good in a limited stint last night.
Oh, Plumlee.
Yes, sir. Plumlee was pretty good.
3 assists.
At least in the first half. How many assists?
He was minus 19.
Well, nobody was any good that way.
He had 9. Tony Romo, he had 9.
How many assists did he have? He had more than one assist. He had 4 assists. He's like Draymond Green as a passing big man.
Yeah, Jay had 13. Hey, I think this thing could get out of control, this win streak. It's at 5. I think we could be talking 12, 13. I think they like that they've gotten hot.
Mark it. Warriors have 6 of 7 on the road. I'm not saying they're not. I'm not saying they're not.
I didn't. All right, right.
Like, what, when you say things like that, do you get a feeling before you say it, or do you just say
it's these guys, the unity, it's like the Beatle like.
Everything
right
changed
now.
In one game.
No. It's the games after the Houston game. And the fact that DeMarcus is coming in, Steiner, they're about to go on a serious run here. What did I say, 12?
Yeah, you want to make it official?
Nah.
The only concern I have from the 408 says Draymond's propensity for technical fouls when the team is. Draymond's propensity for technical
Let's
fouls.
Be honest, Dottie. In his ledger, his tenure here, this is much enough. The 6, this is nothing. And no ejections. Remember Rodman used to throw his jersey off and show his physique? I think they used to get run just to do that. You know what I mean? Single women in the crowd.
He was
ripped.
He was,
or jacked. What do you call it?
What
when you got
what Draymond did?
Oh no,
What are you talking about?
I'm Rodman. I was when you got the yolks on and the abs.
What
ripped,
do you mean?
Do you call it jacked or ripped? Like you go, that guy's jacked.
That guy's
swole?
Muscular?
Well,
I don't know.
But anyway, you felt Drake should have been ran.
Yes.
If we see him, are you going to ask, Drake, how are they not throwing you out?
No. No. I'm not. I have no reason to talk to him at this point. Like, not, I mean, what would I say to him? What am I going to say? Hey, Draymond, try to keep things in check next time. I mean, that's not.
Dude, he's a maestro at just, they need that, man. And that's not in any stat. They just need what he brings. That vengeance.
Sometimes he can go overboard.
Well, we've seen that in the finals, 3-1.
Yeah, exactly right. So 888-957-9570. You want to get in one last time, talk about last night's game. You want to talk about Boogie coming back, how he's going to look with this team. Is it the perfect time for him to come back? We were all saying it was a perfect time.
It was a necessity.
3 days ago.
That was me.
And now.
You worry.
No, I'm not worried. Not worried. Why would I be? What?
Well, they win tonight.
Why would I worry about sports?
Well, I got
that. Doesn't mean I don't care. Yeah. I care, but yeah. I just can't
that
worry.
That worry was too strong, but Warrior fans.
Hey, 408, I like Plumlee.
See how they just selective him?
Hey, you'd rather have me dwell on Plumlee than Draymond's technical fouls, right? I can't. Oh, our guy Greg's on. Greg from San Francisco. People out there think I don't like some Warrior players. Now, he does not like Draymond Green, Greg in San Francisco. he's got to figure out his role, too, when Cousins comes back. Draymond, I'm talking about.
Speaking of roles, how about credit to Kerr for going back to what Curry and Durant, how they play when they come out? You think that has anything to do? He was just experimenting? Mad scientist? Dude, they lost four in a row.
What do you mean mad scientist?
You know how you experiment.
A big deal. Change the rotation. I mean, he didn't come up with a new element in the periodic table. He just, you know. Steiny stick to the big three, Draymond, Boogie. Oh, Boogie, okay. How many boogie songs are we going to hear on Friday?
There's like 50 of them.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Wow, man, it's a lot.
Don't forget, yeah. Warrior fans, Denver was without Gary Harris.
Why would you go there?
That's good stuff, missing Gary Harris. It's so easy to get under certain kind of Warriors fan skin.
Like the Nuggets don't play the right style to beat the Warriors. They play the Warriors style. They go up and down.
Everybody plays the Warriors style now.
But you don't got Clay's, KD, and Steph at the end of the day day.
No, you don't. That's why what they did last night, nobody else can do that.
I saw Draymond try to finish at the rim. It wasn't pretty. And it's okay because they don't need him. Cousins is coming in. But I do, you know, let my mind wander. Down the line against a good team, is there going to be a game or a shot that we're going to need Dre or count on Dre offensively? I don't know if we'll get it.
How about this take? That game last night, that's my mic again, yes. That game last night, you don't play like that in the playoffs. There are no playoff games like that.
The Warriors.
I know. I'm just saying. If that were a real playoff game, Denver would have not played it like that. They would have slowed it up somehow. No playoff games are like that.
There's something to that. I wouldn't sign my name on it.
I'm not saying they're not going to win it.
Right.
Hey, Steiny, we're also missing the game because of also missing Boogie Cousins. But you can't miss what you don't have.
I like that one.
Can't miss what you don't have. Yep. You can miss him Monday against the Lakers. Let's go to Frank in San Jose. Hey, Frank.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
Hey, listen, a couple of things. One, we should never be in a situation where we're relying on Draymond for offense. If you've got Clay, KD, Steph, and now Boogie on the floor, so if we are going horribly wrong as a team if we ever have to rely on Draymond for offense. So I'm going to just leave that there. But then on the plus minus, you're looking at it all wrong. you can't look at plus-minus the value on a one-game basis. You have to look at plus-minus over the course of a series of games or a course of a, you know, a segment of the season or the whole season.
Yeah.
And because it's statistical averaging. And what you'll find with Draymond is that when he is on the floor, the Warriors are a substantially better team. And that is gauged by his plus-minus over the course of several games, many games or a season. Look back over historically in the last few years, he's one of the all-time plus-minus leaders now. And that's the value of Draymond Green. You're not going to see it in a box score.
But, okay, but Steph Curry's plus-minus is phenomenal. And Klay's is phenomenal because the team's so good, right?
I actually think that, and I'm not sure of this, but I think if you look it up, Draymond's actually higher than both of them.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I think you're right about that. So, thanks.
So when a guy doesn't score, and yet he has one of the highest plus-minuses on a team with outstanding scorers, you have to give him some credit for being the player that he is.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks for the call, Frank. Appreciate it. By the way, I know the Warriors have blown teams out in the playoffs,
yeah,
and they may have a game or two like that. I'm just talking about, it's not the way series go. Man, 408's been all over me today.
When you get reminded of how filthy they are when they're hitting shots, it truly is unfair. And you can go Larry's Celtics and Magic's Lakers, but it's not like this. When you can just get hit with those jimmies, those jumpers, left and right. Last night was phenomenal.
Is this when we do this check the tape? Do we have an open for it yet?
Oh, here we go.
No open for it yet.
I'm feeling good about me today.
You know, I was with the guy who's supposed to be doing the constructing last night. He didn't look too worried about it. I'll get on him. All right. I guess it's our check the tape segment.
All right, it's time to check the tape, gentlemen. Number one, Guru, you said 89 is in the 90s. Last time I checked, it is not in the 90s.
Oh, wow, man.
So score one for Guru there. And then, Steiny, one for you as well. You said that the Sean Livingston quote was at halftime.
Right.
Yeah, so therefore, mark it down for you. That's another. So 1-1, that's all
when
we got.
When was it?
It was before the game.
I said before the game, and then somebody said you know what? I'm wrong, because I trusted the text line.
Right, there you go.
I trusted the text line.
However, the text line says that you need to take the L today, Steinmetz. And since it's 1-1, and nobody won or lost today, the text line is the winner. Steinmetz, you take the L.
Because of Jokic. No, that's what the text line
says. This segment's done.
The text line wins, and guess what? And for a fact check here, Guru, you said that somebody definitely sampled Snow by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I did some research with some fact checking, and the song, and I found one hip-hop song that sampled it. It's called Ayo by Mike Cuz and ISA. I never heard of those guys.
That doesn't count.
It's an underground song. It's actually very good, actually.
6 feet under.
And I have the beat right here,
that was
actually.
A good show.
You do, really?
Yeah, let's go ahead and take a listen. What do you guys think?
There you go, that's it.
6 feet underground.
Definitely 6 feet underground.
Dude, that beat is, wow.
Let's just give it to Guru here. He did a good job.
Hey, but what I did mess up, I'm going to be honest. That's what type of guy. I got the Barbra Streisand, Jamie Lee Curtis wrong.
No.
I said perfect.
Yeah, you probably did. But
you think Wes is mad because Wes got one wrong for not getting that one?
We have a poll up on Steiny and Guru. Do we give Guru the credit for saying 99?
Well, we got this means a lot to me.
What? I don't know what to do here.
We get the results of the poll?
No, we didn't get the results. 47% says yes, 53 say no.
That's close. Poll still open.
510 says, the Warriors kill me with how great they are, and yet last night was their best game. We need to be consistent going forward.
Okay.
Somebody's saying it was halftime with Sean Livingston.
But you're not one of them that, you know,
yes, I am one of those. Yeah, I'm a stickler.
Well, you're wrong.
You don't even know. You don't know one way or the other.
I just like when you're wrong.
Oh, there you go.
See, I admit mine.
After a year and a half. After a year and a half. Okay. Now, everybody gets defensive when they're called wrong.
Yeah, we do need to open for that.
Yeah.
It's kind of like soda you leave out is flat.
You feel the earthquake?
No, I was.
I didn't either. I didn't. And I
is that scary? It could have been all over and we wouldn't have known.
Well, that's the way I'd like to go.
Well, you might be honest.
I mean, what do you want to do? Wake up and realize that stuff's falling
like,
on
like
you?
Like San Andreas. Rock Johnson. Do you see that movie?
I never saw that.
The bridge, they had the Bay Bridge, just everything was crumpling. I left out the theater feeling some type of way, like this is what it would be like. Earthquakes in winter? I thought it was a summer thing. Had to be hot.
I don't know if I was wrong about Livingston. Looks like he did his halftime interview with Kareth Burke.
Uh-oh.
A lot of half. And then, did you hear what your boy, you hear what your boy did?
I got a few of them.
You hear what your boy's doing?
Who?
Jim Harbaugh.
What's he doing? He's not winning. He ain't beating Ohio State.
He just offered a seventh grader a scholarship.
See, you gotta like that.
Why?
Just the fact that...
He's just begging at this point.
He ain't going to be around by the time the lad's ready to go to school.
Probably not at Michigan.
No, he's coming back to the pros.
Who?
Harbaugh.
Who's going to hire him? You know, I mean, it's at the point now, like...
I really believe he's coming back.
He doesn't...
He can't beat Ohio State.
I mean, he doesn't stay anywhere long enough.
Well, he's been here for a good stretch.
Where?
In Michigan.
Like 4 years.
For him, that's eight.
Well, he was with the Niners 4 years.
How they doing after he left?
They lost four of the last five in the Harbaugh year. How's that?
Ended up
they were 7-4 in control of their own destiny.
Wow.
And the team quit on Harbaugh.
That's how you look at it?
They did. Not really. But I do remember they lost 4 out of 5 his last year here. Obviously, he's a great coach for the 49ers. Just, you can't be given a seventh.
Hey, real quick, when did you know something was the Warriors wrong? Was it after the first quarter or even before they got to the 51? Because I knew like the first 4 minutes, like, uh-oh.
All right, well, you knew before everybody then. You feel good?
That's all like, wow,
Stiney. I mean, you feel good.
I don't like you doing that stuff.
Well, I know. Stiney Guru, looks like Robin Lopez will not be come on.
He played bad again. They were laughing on the
Robin
bench.
Robin Lopez, come on.
Yeah. He don't look like his brother anymore.
Harbaugh isn't going to the pros, according to the text line. I think tonight's going to be a tough game for the Warriors after last
you
night.
Think?
After, yeah, I do.
Yeah, that was a great performance.
I think it's going to be competitive.
And the Pelicans are hungry, Stiney.
Why? Has it? Why?
They're 21-23 currently.
But you said they're hungry, so why would they be hungry?
For a W. They beat the Clippers. They're hungry to get in the playoffs. And Gentry wants to take it to his old team.
You've been spending some time down in New Orleans? You get some inside intel?
Nah. I just saw they were playing like a team possessed against the Clippers. Almost blew a 20-point lead.
Right now, the Lakers are the 8th seed.
Dude, LeBron's got to come back.
Tied with Utah. Sacramento's only a half game behind. Incredible. Gentlemen, when you guys talk about Dre's plus minus, it brings up a difficult situation. When and if the Warriors have to choose, yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Listen, people want to talk. Can you believe people said, talk about his Durant, like, you see Windhorse and ESPN, he's talking about Durant.
He's losing a few, too.
They're like, hey, maybe we should talk about Kevin Durant. Kevin can't talk about Kevin Durant today, that he might leave.
No, we're talking about this monster that's here at Golden State that's woke up.
No doubt. Boogie Cousins coming back Friday. Gonna start. What did I miss about the Adam Gaze press conference?
You ever see Scarface?
Oh, yeah. Like, that's one of my favorite
doing
movies.
That, he had the pile of white stuff, and he was just...
Yeah. Oh, he was sniffing a lot?
Yeah. This dude's Adam's eyes were, it's incredible. There's no way he can say he wasn't Tony Montana. Stiney, I want to watch it with you. His eyes were just, look what I'm doing. The people can't see, but.
Oh, I see.
No, it was scary. And the internet's having fun with it.
510 says, I think Draymond and Boogie are going to thrive together. Katie and Steph may get jealous. I think there's a good chance they will gel. Cousins and Draymond. Why wouldn't they?
They've already jailed. They're buddies.
That doesn't matter. It's about what happens on the court.
Hey, at the end of the day,
they're going to bring out the best in each other.
Oh,
or the
no
worst?
Doubt. The best. Come on.
Oh, we should save that one for Friday. Is Draymond going to bring out the best in Cousins? Are they going to bring out the best in each other? Or are they going to bring out the worst in each other?
See, somebody would say the author of that was looking for clicks.
I'm asking a question.
What? When they signed them, it's all good, man.
Okay. Will Durant, Boogie Cousins, and Draymond Green bring out the best among each other? They're always among the leaders in technical fouls. I'm just saying. Are you worried about that at all?
Okay. I like it because it's us against the world, and the teams can't get the Warriors' attention. So they play that thing with the rest, like, oh, they're all against us. Come on, the Bulls used to do that.
They made stuff up.
Exactly. Imagination.
415 is going to clear it up. Stephen A. Smith already said that Durant to the Knicks is a smokescreen. Take it to the bank then. You know, people think it's about Durant. It's also about his agent, Rich Kleiman. You know, Rich Kleiman, what happens when he becomes the GM of the New York Knicks?
Now, if that happens, then...
Hey, Rob Pelinka is the GM of the Los Angeles
Lakers.
You mean
Rob Lowe. That's Rob Lowe.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. Papa and Bonte are next, and we'll be here tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.